All right, you guys. This is our first podcast with Cree and
Gita.
So we are here tonight, and we are extremely excited. This is
super excited.
First podcast, and y'all just don't know. Like, if we had some bloopers to show you guys before, like, y'all be tripping right now. But we have some special guests in the house that we're going to allow them to introduce themselves. But before we do that, we want to thank you guys for supporting us. We've posed and did a lot of live broadcasts and tried to hype you guys up. But we don't want to let you guys down. We want to thank you all for the support that you've been giving us. And shout out to all the people that have DM'd us to damn death about some of the poll questions that we're going to discuss here tonight. So we're going to go ahead and get started with our guests. And I don't want to say man one, man two. I'm just going to let them introduce themselves. And we'll go with the old head first.
Wow.
So we're going to go over here and let him introduce himself and tell you guys a little bit about him.
Okay, my name is Tobina, a.k.a. Tom Tom. All right. But I'm originally from Chattanooga, Tennessee, and I've been in Huntsville, shit, over 20-something years.
Ever.
Right, you know what I mean? But I came from Chattanooga, Howard, Tiger, you know what I'm saying? But
Hustling Tigers?
Yeah, Hustling Tigers. But I'm a bulldog, and I live in Huntsville. That's pretty much it.
Okay. Ooh. And can you tell our listeners, what is your passion? What do you do?
Well, I mean, first and foremost, I'm a revolutionary, and I'm an organizer, a community organizer that is a part of a movement called the Uhuru Movement. Uhuru means freedom, but we organize in the community to fight for revolution and power, you know, over our own lives. We want to be able to govern ourselves and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
Nice.
I went to school, you know, professionally as a social worker. I work with mental health, but my primary, you know, goal is for us to be, you know, liberated and really change the conditions that we face within our community. You know, we see a lot of what we call horizontal violence, what people call black on black violence. You know, we want to be able to change the conditions in our community and really be able to, address the issues that impact us the most. But we got to be able to control that and control our own narrative and be able to not just complain about it, but just really be a part of changing that process. And that's what we do in the Uhuru movement. And that's what we do, you know, in, our movement in general.
That's nice. Being about that action. So we're going to have our next guest introduce himself and about himself. Tell us what he's about.
What's up, everybody? My name is Tenarius Gooden. A lot of people know me by my middle name, which is Tion, so I go by that as well. But I have been in Huntsville since 2003. That's when I graduated high school. I came here, went to Alabama A&M.
You feel old.
went to Alabama A&M. You know, been in Huntsville for quite some time. This is where I tell people all the time. You know, I grew up in Valley, Alabama, a small town, but this is where I gained my manhood in Huntsville, Alabama. I got here when I was at. Hey, look, wow. I don't mean that in a derogatory way, but I learned a lot of stuff being in Huntsville, Alabama, till the age. I'm 34 now, so this is where I actually call home.
All right, good deal. So we've been talking to you guys for at least over 2 months now about what our first topic is, and tonight we're going to talk about relationships. And over the next 12 months, we're going to have a different main topic for each month. So tonight our topic is on relationships. We're going to do two podcasts per month. And so we'll be recording again in a few weeks. But for tonight, we're going to talk about relationships. And the first question I want to throw out to these esteemed gentlemen is in regards to relationships, what do men really want from women? I mean, I'm talking about the low
the
down,
real deal,
dirty. What real is deal. It that y'all are looking for in a woman?
I'm gonna let my revolutionary talk.
You know what I'm saying? I'm still
wet behind the ears, breath smelling like Similac. I'm letting my revolutionary tackle first, that I'll be sure to answer that after the fact.
All right, go for it.
I mean, you know, I'm not, some shit I think is obvious, you know what I mean, on some real shit. Like, can we cuss?
Yeah.
I said it, you know what I'm saying? You know, but I don't curse too much. You know. But no, on some real shit though, like I really think some shit is obvious. You know what I mean? Like people try to be conservative and shit like that, but you know, you want a mixture of shit. You want the total package. And what that means is you want somebody that's going to motivate you. You want somebody that you compatible with. You know what I'm saying? And at the same time, you know, when it come down to it, you want a freak behind closed doors. You know what I'm saying? Because you want the total package. So you don't want, you know, somebody that's going to give you, you know, a quarter of what you're looking for. Because if not, you know what I'm saying? Then you it gives you more opportunity. Because I can tell you this, that I mean, women, there's some women that has a certain aspect of sexuality that would try to lure you in and manipulate a situation.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And if your woman gives you the intellectual side but don't give you that physical side, then you always gonna be, there's gonna be a void that you're gonna, you know, look to fill. But at the same time, I think that, you know, people need to be honest, because when it come down to it, regardless of what this person doing or not doing, you know, you have a responsibility to be honest. So it's not, you know, if anybody cheat, it's not necessarily anything that the other person did. That's on the individual that cheated, you know. But I think, you know, you're looking for the total package. You're looking for all of that. You want to be pleased in every aspect of your life, mentally, physically. You know, and as well as in terms of your what you feel your overall purpose is.
Okay, all right. That was the educational response. Right, we're gonna kick it over here to the youngster.
Similac.
Right.
Similac.
We're gonna call him Similac. We're gonna name him 2% milk.
Right. Buttermilk.
Don't call me buttermilk. Y'all call me breastfeed. I want to be breastfed. You know what I mean?
All right, Similac, you go.
So, the question is, like, what do men want from women in a relationship, right? What's that question?
Right.
So, one of the first things I always, you know, look for in a relationship from a woman is somebody that's actually a nice person to be around. Like, I want somebody that is, you know, we can go somewhere and, you know, she's real nice and, you know, very approachable, because I'm a very approachable person. I like to talk, so I want whoever I'm with to be the same as I am. You know, it's only right. But like he was saying, you know, you want that lady that's going to motivate you and, you know, keep you going when you're down, to always encourage you. Because, I mean, as as being a black male in this cruel world, you know, there's a lot of stuff that, you know, we take on a daily basis that sometimes we don't even, you know, bring home. Mm-hmm. And I just need somebody that, you know, can look in my eyes and you know, can tell that something's wrong and give me some encouragement. Mm-hmm. But also, back, you know, to what he was saying, you want somebody that can, you know, can you know, encourage you to keep you going on your day. You know, I want somebody that's, you know, very approachable. You know, I also want somebody that, you know, it's faith-based, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't need anybody to be a nun. But, you know, I need somebody, you know what I'm saying?
I wonder why.
Right. Yeah. Right. Don't need him to be a nun. Right.
I mean, but, nun means nun.
Right. Nun means none at all, man. I don't need none. So, you know.
Not in this house.
Right. I need somebody that's faith-based. But, again, you know, what he said, you know, I need somebody that's gonna be that Jezebel in the in the
Did he
sheet.
Say Jezebel?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
He but I do want to
There's a piggyback. There's a piggyback on what he's saying, because I do want to say this too, because I think black women get a bad rap to this, because I think black men, and I know I need this because I could be off a lot, you know what I'm saying? But you need a woman that's strong enough to put your ass in check, you know what I'm saying? Because sometimes we can not be right, you know what I'm saying? And that shit needs to be, you need to have somebody that's not going to be docile.
Right.
And I know for me that if it's not a strong woman or a woman, if a woman docile, that shit be fucked
right
up.
And then, like, I always tell people too, like, you know, it's some guys, I never get it, they always, you know, they want a woman that they control. Right. I don't want anybody I can control at all. I don't need anybody that's gonna be an asshole, you know, to have an attitude every day. Mm-hmm. But I don't want anybody that I can just take advantage of at all the time. That serves me no purpose. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I need somebody like what you were saying, somebody that can kind of get me in check. When I'm wrong, I need you to slap my head. You know, like, I don't want anybody that like my mama used to be, but I need somebody that got those type of qualities. Like, hey, you need to get it together.
Right.
And then that keeps everything going.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense as far as listening to black men say what they want from black women, because I was married for at least 15, 16 years to my kid's father. And one thing that I don't want to do over again is, I don't get me wrong, I love black independent women, but me, myself, I'm going to speak for me, I don't want to lead all the goddamn time. Excuse my bitch. I need a man that's
take charge,
as strong as I am. If you're going to be the leader of my pack, I need an alpha male, because I'm gonna submit to somebody that's leading me in the right direction. And so when I'm entertaining these clowns, it's like,
did you say clown?
I did. Let me go back.
Yeah.
When I'm entertaining these clowns, and listen up when I tell you guys, I've been divorced since 2013. December 31st at 12:28. I have been divorced since 2013. I have wasted a lot of time.
Right.
And the only thing that I ask for is somebody that leads me in the right direction. I don't mean just physically. I mean, I need you to touch every aspect of me. I need you intellectually. I need you spiritually. I need you emotionally. I need you financially.
Mentally,
I need everything. I need for somebody to say, hey, look, I got this. There is no 50-50 in a relationship. One day I'm going to be 60%. You got to be the other 40. And then the vice versa. So I get it. I mean, I'm very open minded when it comes to my black. I love my black man. Don't ever get that twisted.
We love you too.
There is an attack on our black men, and I want to be their peace.
Right.
I don't know about you know, all other black women, but we need to be our black men's peace. And so when we're looking for that man, it's like all of those things that our guests have touched on, it's like, okay, it's there, y'all. And women, look, listen, hear them, hear us. Like, it's vice versa. Y'all hear us, we hear them. Communication is a two-way street. You somebody has to receive it, somebody has to
give
it.
Exactly.
So if we're doing that, then there is no way that two people in a relationship that has strong minds cannot conquer. So I urge all black women, all black men, if you are searching for that mate, then listen to that person. Listen to what their focus is, what their goal is. So let me put a disclaimer out there.
What's your disclaimer then?
So there are people that, you know, when they're, it's almost like a salesman. When they selling you something, they're going to put on their best face. They're going to put on for you. They're going to show you all the good stuff. But it's going to take a minute for you to see that fine print. I need you ladies and you fellas to look at that fine print. Because there are a lot of women, females, and there are a lot of males that are faking it. They just want one thing. And don't get me wrong, I'm a sexual individual, and I don't mind saying that, but I am sexual to that person that I am committed to. And so if you do everything that allows me to be who I am, then trust me, you will not be disappointed. But on the opposite end, if you can't meet those those points that we all just discussed here, then please stop wasting each other. Don't waste nobody's time. So with that being said, we're going to move on to the next question. So, dating, you guys, is dating all about sex or is it about love? So we polled this question in about two months ago. Is that right, Keena?
No, it's been about a month.
Okay, it's about a month ago. And we had 83% that said that they date for love. And then we had...
I think they lying.
And we had that 17% that said that they date for sex. What I'm concerned about is that 17%. So, to my guests, what is your opinion? What is your thoughts about dating? Is sex one of the things that you look for when it comes to a woman and dating a woman? Like, are you dating just to get it? or do you have a permanent goal in mind?
I'll tell you what I think about that. Like, yeah, I appreciate the poll and everything, but I don't date for neither. I don't date for love or for sex. I date to get to know somebody first. I think if those people would have been polled, if they would have been honest with themselves, I date to get to know somebody. So once you get to know somebody, and then you can find out if you love them and can go, to have sex. I'm 34 years old. My mindset at 34 is totally different from what it was at 24. Mm-hmm. I don't like to waste my time now with too many people because, life comes around fast. So, I date to get to know somebody to see if we're compatible, because if we can't sit down at a restaurant and have a conversation with each other, I ain't gonna love you. And, at this point in my life, I can't even see how we're gonna have sex with each other, because I don't like you at this
right.
point.
Right.
Like, I don't like you.
Right.
So, you can go your way, I can go mine. You know what I'm saying? And that's fine. And that's absolutely fine. But that's just what I think about. Like, I don't date for neither one of those, sex or love. I date to get to know somebody and see if it can matriculate to be something other than that. And then once it gets
I know,
to
right?
once, word. You like that word?
I like that Wikipedia word.
I can spell it too.
Matriculate. That's the
and them.
And
them word.
Give me the Ebonics code. I don't even want to correct that.
Give me the Ebonics code. That's it. You know what I'm saying? So, that's just my take on it, man. I'm glad to hear, everybody else take, but that's just how I feel about it.
Okay.
I mean, all bullshit aside, I think everybody looking for sex. That's what I'm saying. That's just straight up. But the reality, that's just real shit. You know what I mean? Because I think the whole purpose of human beings, period, is to reproduce. You know what I'm saying?
Now, be fruitful and multiply.
Yeah, and I think the reality of that is that sometimes we don't really want to reproduce. We just want to go through the process of reproducing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But and you find motherfuckers that you have a connection with for some strange reason, and you ain't even trying to figure that shit out. You know what I mean? You just want to do it. But and I think that's just the reality of what some situations you find yourself in. But I think, as you get older, like you said, you begin to want more than just the physical aspect of that. You want something more, men and women. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes even when you get older, sometimes you don't. You know what I'm saying? You just want to do this shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because it helps relieve. That's probably the most effective stress reliever that you can ever come up with. You know what I'm saying? But I think for me, I think emotions and a subjective shit, you know, is flighty. You know what I'm saying? Because like Tina Turner said it best, like, what love got to do with it? You know what I'm saying? Because when it comes down to it, we can be on point. On paper, we can look good as hell. But if that motherfucking rent ain't paid, you know what I'm saying? Right. Consistently. Right. You know what I'm saying? Right. I love your ass, but the shit ain't happening. Right. You know what I'm saying? You ain't providing. You know what I'm saying? And that becomes a whole struggle that we don't want to deal with. You know what I'm saying? Right. And we got to be able to address those things. But I think the other thing is that, you know, when we're really talking about, like, relationship, we all fucked up. We all wounded. We dealing with a lot of shit, and especially black people in this type of society. You know, we got a lot of baggage that we haven't really, that we don't even understand how to deal with individually. So when we come into a situation where another person got this same type of baggage that we come into a connection with, you know what I'm saying? We gotta be a little more sympathetic to each other. And really be able to, I think you said it earlier, like, be able to communicate more effectively, because the reality is that we're all struggling with some shit, you know what I'm saying? Sure. And we got to be able to help each other overcome that and be each other's peace, because we're dealing with all this shit outside in the real world, you know what I mean? Yeah. And it's a struggle. I mean, it's a lot of injustice that's happening. It's a lot of things that's going on that oftentimes, you know, we come home to a situation where we don't want to go to round two. You know what I'm saying? We want to be able to say, this is my oasis right here. And that's for men and women. You know what I'm saying? Because, and I think the other thing is that we buy into narratives that don't fit us. Because a lot of times, like, you know, it's interesting because we say that men should lead. And oftentimes, you know, I think that the most effective person should lead. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because there's some situations that women are more effective leaders. And that's just some real shit. You know what I'm saying? Because I can't see my granddad lead my grandmama nowhere. You know what I'm saying? But she was smart enough to understand the ego. So she would, like, lead from behind. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And he understood that shit. So anytime somebody said, granddad, can we do this? Go ask your grandma. You know what I'm saying? That's
the shit we understand. I'm the type of person, like, I feel like I'm a leader, but, like, in certain situations, but we'll take this for example. Like, if I'm at a restaurant and my food is wrong, I need her to say something because I'm not that type of guy.
It's going to come out harsh.
Yeah, it's going to come out harsh. Like, hey, it's wrong. Can you fix that? Can you fix that for me? Right. I need her to be a leader in that point. But, like, if we going outside and I see some damn fool out there, then you got me.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's all about leading in the situation.
I think that's important for us to understand, because we buy into this narrative of white people. And white people had this concept. Like, white people, it was legal for white men to beat white women. It was legal on the books, as long as you didn't beat her ass with a stick that was thicker than your thumb.
Right.
That was legal. You know what I'm saying? But the reality is that you ain't finna hit no black woman. You know?
Yeah, at all.
You ain't finna do that shit. Not consistently. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You going to sleep in her house.
And you better hope, like, I have three sisters.
Yeah.
You better hope they don't have a brother like me.
But I know the women that I knew, that I grew up with, that I grew up under. They did shit like cook.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
And they had high grits. You know what I'm saying? High grits don't roll. You know what I'm saying? That shit's thick.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I know, you know, we have a comedian that's called Mud Deer, but I had a real Mud Deer.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mud Deer didn't play. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You ain't finna hit Mud Deer.
Right.
You know? If you hit Mud Deer, if you do that, you know, there was a funeral home that we had that you going to.
Franklin
Strickland. You know what I'm saying? You was going there because Mud Deer didn't play. So black women didn't play like that. And so you couldn't do those type of things. So, but then I think we buy into the narrative of how white women and white men interact. But black women and white women don't do that shit. And so you ain't gonna be able to just fuck up and just think that shit gonna be kosher. at a black house. You know what I'm saying? That shit ain't happening. You know what I mean? That shit ain't happening. So I think we have to be able to understand that and really create our own narrative, because the reality is, you know, black men ain't just gonna lead like that, because black women has always been the cornerstone of our community. You know what I mean? And that's just the reality of our situation. And we gotta be able to accept that and understand that sometimes, you know, it's gonna be black women that's leading the process. And we gotta be cool with that, because it's not a chink in my armor. Right. It's just that you're more effective at this.
And my thing on it, man, like I grew up with my mom and my two sisters, and my mom had a bunch of sisters and my grandmother. So my grandmother was the leader of the family. So yeah. I don't, you know, you got a lot of chauvinist people. They don't see women as leaders. You know, I grew up in the house with my mama.
Yeah.
What mama said goes. You know, but at the same time, she told me that I need to be a man.
Yeah.
Like she didn't make me sensitive or anything.
Yeah. Right.
You know, but I saw my mother lead. So you know, I would never discount a woman being a leader, because I've seen it. You know, bearing on, you know, circumstances that, you know, sometimes are controlled or not controlled, like she got my dad that wasn't a leader. He's a dude.
Yeah.
He ain't no leader. He ran. Leaders don't run.
Right.
So, you know, just because you're a man don't mean you're a leader.
Right. So let me ask you guys a question. Speaking on leadership, strong women have been around for centuries. I was brought up in an era where, well, let me just go back. I didn't have an example of a strong man, but I did have several examples of a strong woman. So to you guys, how much of a strong woman can a strong woman be? For you guys, like, because there are some men that can't handle women that have their focus, their zone, and you either own the train or you're going to get left behind. So how much of that strength is too much that's not intimidating to our men?
I don't think none of that shit is intimidating, to be honest. I think the reality is that women, especially black women, have got a bad rep in a real way, because I think that the reality of that is that any man that can't take that shit is just weak. But I think it's on the man, not the woman, because I think too many times black women have lessened themselves for their men to shine. You know what I'm saying? They dim their light for their man to shine, which is the most ignorant shit I think anybody can do. Mm-hmm. Because you shouldn't be less of who you are for somebody else to be okay. You know what I'm saying? If a nigga can't be okay, fuck him. You know what I'm saying? And that's just the reality. And any man that is threatened by that needs to step his own game up. It ain't got nothing to do with the woman. It got something to do with the man. You know what I'm saying? So the issue is that nobody should, man or woman, should be less of who they are because they may, you know, is threatened by their brightness. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That shouldn't be the case. Because the reality, if we together and you shine brighter than me, then that just strengthen me. That's just going to make me want to step up my game. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I think we have to look at that, you know, and really deal with that for what it is. Because oftentimes, you know, when somebody feels threatened, it's not the other person that's the issue. Is that you have some insecurities that you're not prepared to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I think that becomes the problem. But the other thing is this, is that we ain't in no competition.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? This is not a competitive thing. If I'm feeling you and you feeling me, that's what it is. You know what
right.
I'm saying? And so I hope that we in a situation that we are going to not only support each other, but we're going to motivate each other to be the best that we can be. With no bars, you know what I'm saying? No boundaries, you know what I'm saying? I want you to be the best that you can be, and hopefully you want the same to me. And if your best outshines my best, shine, you know what I'm saying? And that's what it is. But I think people got some insecurities, and that's the other thing that we were talking about earlier, when those security, when you know, we all got this baggage that we're dealing with that we got to be able to communicate, and we also got to be able to, you know what I'm saying, deal with our own baggage.
Okay.
as far as the strong women thing, you know, it could be good, it could be bad. Like I just said earlier, like, I think that my mother was a strong woman, but I see people today that categorize themselves as a strong woman, and they do it in a kind of asshole way. Like, and I blame reality TV for that. And I say it because, like, you got strong women that are just, you know, they always broadcast that I'm a strong woman, I can do this, blah 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 blah. And I always had the thought that if you're a leader or a strong person, you never have to broadcast it.
You never have to broadcast that.
So to, you know, like I said, I like for people to be strong, but at the same time, like, you don't have to do that. Like, your actions speak louder than words. So, but I do agree though that some of them do get a bad rap for it. Like, everybody's not as bad as, you know, we would think they are. And I do agree with you a little bit. You know, it sometimes has something to do with the insecurities of the guy. Like, I know some young ladies that I went to college with. They are very successful, and you know, one of the things that they run into is some guys think that they're too successful, and most of the guys that think they're too successful are not successful. You know, I'm using my air quotes. I know y'all can't see it at all. You know, they see it as like, you know, I'm not as successful as her, so I think she's too successful for me. So it does have a lot to do with insecurities. You know, a guy always wants a strong woman to a certain aspect, but strong women should kind of know, you know, when to turn it on and when to turn it off. Not tell anybody to discount themselves at all, but you can't be you can't be an asshole being a man or a woman. And some people take that, I'm a strong woman, I got this degree, I got that, I don't need you, and they're assholes.
Right.
Just like a dude would be an asshole if he said the same thing.
Right.
But so that's all I'm saying.
Right. Okay.
So both of those are a very good point as far as, you know, us women, and I'm speaking, and it goes across the board for whatever ethnicity you are, but for tonight, I'm specifically speaking to the Black woman. It's okay to let your guard down, but you got to know when to do it. The things that have been talked about here tonight, as far as what, you know, what I'm hearing as far as our guests are concerned, as far as what Black men are looking for, you can still be a strong Black woman with a strong Black man beside you. And because you may step in the shadow, so to speak, and allow your man to shine, or he allows you to shine, doesn't make him better than you, and vice versa. Y'all are a team. We got to be a team in being able to succeed, because y'all don't understand. There's a lot of people that's like rooting for us to lose. There's a lot of people that's like, I've seen so many matriarch families, and don't get me wrong, I'm from a matriarch family. My oldest sister is the matriarch of my family, in my opinion. But in my mind, I miss a good chunk of what the male, the Black male, contributes to your life, to your growth, to your everything, to succeed in this life, in this country, to make sure that you guys are pulling each other up. So I hear you guys, and I really appreciate your opinions and your comments. And Jaquita, did you have a question earlier?
So yeah, I do have a question. So my question is, could you date someone that you're not attractive to?
No.
Really?
No. Next.
All right, that's real easy.
That's real easy.
Yeah, that way. Right. What other explanation is needed on that?
Okay, so I'm gonna piggyback off my girl. So if you are, you know, Jamie Foxx didn't know what he was doing when he made that song, Blame It On The Goose, Got You Feeling Loose. Hey, look, there are times.
That's clouded judgment. That doesn't count.
No.
What you mean that don't count?
Because it's clouded.
I don't understand. Yeah. What you, but
that's like, a different thing. Check this out.
Go ahead.
Check this out. So. You say, could you, what was the question? Could you
date anyone
you're attracted to?
Not attracted to.
No, you're not attracted to. Now, everybody's are attracted to different types of people.
Right.
So, I'm not attracted to that type. But somebody is. So, that's why the answer is no.
Okay, so, if you on that goose.
That's goose attracted.
But no. That's a one night attraction.
That's goose.
That's okay. Not a dating, though. So,
right, yeah, that's not dating. That's just a one night. That's a pleasure thing taking over.
I'm going to throw this out there, and I'm not going to speak for all women because every woman is different, but I'm going to say, in a general sense, women are emotional creatures.
Right.
So if you show interest in a woman, whether you on that goose or whatever, are you accountable for that woman's feelings, emotions? Because she may be looking for something, and because she doesn't know that you are just, you know, on something else, and you just looking for something else, and you're not really emotionally connected with her.
We need to communicate.
She should find out. That's what I say. She should find out.
I think we need to communicate.
If she's not sure what I'm doing.
Why that be her problem?
Because it is. Because like I know what I'm on. If you're trying to figure out what I'm on, you need to communicate with me. Because I ain't hitting on shit. You need to figure out that I'm not.
Wow.
I'm not saying it in general, but I'm saying if I'm a dude, like I'm definitely hitting on shit. Let me clear that up. I'm just saying, like, if I'm going out, if I'm not hitting on anything, and she is, and, you know, it's some alcohol involved, she kind of need to figure that out. And you can't blame the guy because you dropped the ball and didn't vet him out. You should vet him out.
But I do think
we got to be honest with shit. You know what I'm saying? Because if I'm out to just fuck, I didn't just say that shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And be clear on that. And then if you can either deal with that shit or not. You know what I'm saying? And if I want something more than that, I need to say that.
But if you don't say that in the beginning,
you need to say that in the beginning. You need to say it in the beginning. But then the other thing, if you don't, are we talking about in the beginning
when the club, or are we talking about, you know what I'm
right.
saying? I thought we were talking about when we out drinking half an hour.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody talking about all that.
You talk about that shit.
Some people do, but most people don't.
But I'm saying for me, I'm at a point now in my life, and I feel like I'm about to write a song. You know what I'm saying?
That was a fast intro.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? This is getting deep. You know what I'm saying? But in my life, you know what I'm saying? At the point, I ain't got time to be bullshit. You know what I'm saying? And neither do I, you know, have an interest in manipulating motherfuckers. That shit we did in junior high.
It's too much to think about.
And the other thing, my memory ain't that goddamn long.
Exactly.
I can tell you some shit, and then 2 months later, like, did you say that? Like, I don't know what the fuck I told you. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is just be honest. So if probably what, within 30 minutes of talking to any goddamn body, you know what you want to do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, look, this is what I want. You know what I'm saying? I mean, are you down with this or not? You know what I'm saying? You'll find a lot of motherfuckers that are down with this shit.
Right.
And then you'll find some motherfuckers that are not. But my thing is I don't have to manipulate you. This is what it is. This is what I'm out. This is what I want to do.
Right.
And that's what it is. Now, can you deal with that or not? Now, once that shit is out there,
right.
That's on you.
You
can't even come at me with no other shit.
Okay, go ahead.
Check this out. So you're out and about and you're approached by somebody. You already see what they look like and you see how they came at you. How do you turn that person down? How do you?
Depends. I've never been good at that. I always take their number, then don't answer.
Okay, that's me.
Same with you. I'm compassionate.
You don't even take the number?
Yeah, I'm
not if I'm not interested.
Yeah, see, I'm soft.
You don't even take the number?
Not if I'm not interested.
What you say?
I'm not interested.
My response, I'm not even going to waste your time. I'm not even going to call you.
Wow, I can't do that.
I'm not even going to answer your number. I'm not even going to
answer your number. But I'll tell you as a man, too, like, I got a problem. but I'm going to tell you as a man, it would be better for you to just, I think that for a woman just to be harsh and just straight diss you off grip.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying?
That's good for a woman to do.
Because then it's like, okay, I'm cool.
She's the bee, though. If she...
No, she's not. I don't got thick skin.
Look, you should rather be called a bee for being honest and say, I'm not interested.
Right.
Then being a situation, you got a nigga hanging in your tree. You know what I'm saying? And he's stalking you and shit. You know what I'm saying? But so you don't want to do that. So my thing is that, let's just be upfront and honest. This is what it is. And if I'm not interested in you like that, then that's what it is.
Right. Because I would rather somebody turn me down than not give me the runaround. But at the same time, I can't do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't like, because I mean, people have approached me. We've exchanged numbers. I'm not interested in them. And for some reason, I just can't say I'm not interested because I just seem mean. You know what I mean? So it just, you know what?
So what do you do? Like, what do you do when you're
like, you just stop, you know, like, you just don't respond to the last text. Like, I didn't respond to the text that was like 2 months ago. So I think we're good now. You know what I'm saying? I think we're good.
If somebody walked up to me and said, you know, I'm going to get at you, I'm like, you know, we good. You know what I'm saying?
I'm sorry.
I see you when I see you. You know what I mean?
Give out a fake number. So most women give out fake numbers.
That shit beginning to be a little more problematic. You know what I'm saying? You going back to the right day. Now niggas be like, my number right now.
And then you told them, I ain't got no service right now.
No. We upgrade. We be like, we give you our Google Voice number.
Oh,
so it's separate.
My favorite. I, you know what? I got a new phone.
Right. Right.
I got a new phone.
But for me, like, we grown. We grown.
Right.
So, like, why even go through that? You know what I'm saying? Like, if I don't want to deal with you.
I'm saying 34, I'm a little immature.
My thing is like this.
I'm ice meal, I guess.
Some real talk.
I'm formula over here.
Yeah. My thing is like this. Like, for real. Like, if we in a situation, like, and somebody don't want to be involved, you know what I'm saying? We grown. We ain't got it. You know what I'm saying? But you're going to find people that you like, that ain't interested in you.
True.
And that's okay.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? But you're going to find people that's interested in you that you don't like.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
True.
And we okay. It should be okay. And it should be no big issue that I ain't feeling you the same way you feeling me. You know what I'm saying? And we should just be able to move on and go on. And we should even be able to be cool after that.
That's right.
Because that's what it is.
We all grown.
You know what I mean? And
right.
We all grown. You know what I mean? And at the same time, if motherfuckers want to, you know, just want to link up and hit, that's it.
That's what it is.
But we should be able to be grown and be able to deal
with
that.
Right.
Okay. So, last question of the night. Last thing we're going to talk about tonight. And don't forget, you guys, we got a second podcast that we're going to do for this month in the relationship topic. Can a relationship go back to the way it was after a person in the relationship cheats?
No.
No.
All right.
No.
See you next time.
I need to know why. Why?
Because you cheated.
We're human. But what society says is we're human and we're entitled to mistakes. So I'm just playing devil's advocate.
But remember that car you had that was new car?
Yeah.
You wrecked that shit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you got to fix. You know what I'm saying? You fix that motherfucker. Right. That motherfucker riding good, but is it riding like it was riding before you had that wreck?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? No. You know, that's just the reality of the shit.
And then, like, I had an ex, like, it wasn't the same, because a dude takes her phone. about some stuff. So I know it ain't gonna be the same if she done, you know, cheated. Like, it was, she was texting, they were texting some crazy stuff back and forth with each other, and it wasn't the same after that. So you're gonna have sex with another person, and they'll be saying, oh, you know, are we still together right now? What are we talking about?
Yeah. We had to bring it up.
Okay. Yeah, I know.
But I do think this.
It's not for me.
I do think that a relationship can go on after somebody cheats.
I mean,
it won't be the same, though. You're right. Yeah. It can definitely go on. You're right.
But Beyonce.
They got money. That's money. They're different levels. People got money. Their minds are different.
Exactly.
But they mind different when they got money. Right. We cannot talk about them when we talk about our.
But I do think that we got to be, you know, realistic about some shit too, because, you know, I think, you know, sometimes we have discussion about relationship like in a delusional sense, you know, right, what I'm saying? Because you talking about somebody get together at 20, you know what I'm saying? And you expect that, you know, because even when people talk about monogamy and polygamy and all that type of thing, you know, a lot of people in monogamous relationships, where they in polygamous relationships, they think right, are monogamous. You know, right, what I'm saying? I think you should be honest about it. But you talking about somebody got married at 20, mm-hmm, and you saying that if they supposed to stay together until they 90, that they, neither one of them will ever be with anybody else in history,
impossible,
in their life.
I'm going to tell you.
And I don't know if that's real.
I'll tell you what.
And even in the rare situations, somebody just didn't tell somebody.
Right. Because my granddaddy got a whole bunch of side kids.
Even in some situations, you look at some situations, and you find, you know, some people got whole families. They got extra families. You know,
right?
not even just a kid. They got like another wife and kids and grandparents. All that shit, you know. But I mean, I think we gotta stop the BS, because it's too risky out there for people to be dishonest and manipulate the situation. Just be real. And I think people, you know, you'll find people that's down with what you're down with, and you'll find people that won't. But whatever you committed to, I think people should honor that and just be honest about it, you know.
And then, like, when we were just talking about the marriage, man, you know, the 41st president, Bush, just passed a couple days ago. Mm-hmm. You know, him and his wife were married since 1945. You know how many 45? Years that is?
Do you understand how much she went through? Do you understand how many side chicks she don't went through?
I don't think
that's 73 years of marriage. People don't even live that long.
Right.
They were married for 73 years. So, you know, you know how much you got to put up with? Yeah. Like, nothing is perfect in 73 years.
You know how many Monica Lewinsky's he had? True.
So, you guys, I hope that you were able to learn something. And we laughed and we joked and we had a good time tonight. But all of the things that we discussed here tonight was real. There are a lot of people out there that are in relationship, questionable relationship, what they call situational ships.
Yes.
I don't even know where that came from, but it's real. And I hope tonight's podcast open your eyes and open your hearts to things that will help better you and push you forward into understanding what relationship, especially when it comes to Black love, is about. I'd like to thank our guest, Thomas, a.k.a. Breast Milk. AKA Colbina. I like to thank him and also our Tion, the hero. We like to thank both of them for coming on our podcast tonight. And giving and sharing their thoughts and being passionate about their beliefs. And we thank you guys for coming out and supporting and sharing with us. And do you have any last thoughts or words? My partner in crime, hi, Keita.
I was just taken in by everything that was said. It was a true honor to have you guys here. So can't wait to the next one.
Hey,
let's get it.
Y'all need to be on that next podcast.
It's gonna be real.
We ain't done. That last question is the catalyst for the next podcast. I just need y'all to know that. So I need y'all to tune in. We'll let you guys know when the next podcast is going to air. But please continue to support us. Thank you for supporting us. And we will definitely give you guys what you want. And thank you for tuning in with us tonight.
Yes. Thank you. Friends talk.
All right. Peace.